Let's step into the military portion of our training. We'll begin with agility. This is the body's ability to change position efficiently, move quickly, think on your feet. It requires balance, coordination, speed always helps, quick reflexes, strength, and endurance, all of which will continue to improve over time through the Red Warrior training. Now, states of mind are going to be important here. You will want to work at a challenging level, but also one that you're comfortable with. As you practice, you'll be able to move through the states of mind with ease. You'll notice that your reflexes get quicker. You'll be able to change direction more efficiently. This is all mind-body connection. You will see major improvement here. We'll work with travel patterns, different progressions, moving forward and back, calling out directions, asking for a quick response. Keep in mind that posture is always important. We use all planes of motion in this portion of our training. That constant change of direction will challenge posture. We want to think about engaging the core, keeping those shoulders back and that chest lifted. Let's talk about a movement that you've probably been doing since you were a kid, the jumping jack. We're going to look at it a little differently in this training, applying all three states of mind. We'll begin without any plyometric intensity and then slowly progress the movement. State of mind one will allow us to focus on hip abduction. By beginning each movement in state of mind one, you'll be forced to control your movement and have time to master proper form as you move into the power jack or the flyaway jack. Remember, these are always options. These progressions can be partnered with a lot of other different drills to increase intensity. However, slow and controlled movement is always our goal, and it's always more challenging. Tire runs are great fun and will really encourage you to bring the energy. We'll do them in place, we'll add drops or squats, and we'll also work in a triple step format. A lot of fun. Jump tucks. State of mind one here will allow us to simply raise the heels and focus on the calves. We'll progress into a smaller range of motion with power and continue on with options to a full knee tuck. Burpees. I'm sure you've heard of these. Not to be concerned, we have great states of mind. We'll begin with half burpees and then move to full, push-up, jack, and flyaway burpees. You'll bring it here. We will break down some functional movements such as squats and lunges. We can start with the most basic, those functional variations, including the basic, the closed, open squat, sumo squat, plie squat, power squat, travel squat, and more. It's really endless. Next, we'll introduce push-ups. Now remember, in this military segment of our training, it's all about moving your own body weight. If you have a bad wrist, shoulder that gives you problems, back issues, not to worry. We have states of mind for you. We'll review full push-ups, wall push-ups, knee push-ups, tricep push-ups, of course basic, travel hover push-ups, roll push-ups, jump push-ups, jack push-ups, freeze push-ups, and more. Sounds like a lot of fun. You'll be surprised what you accomplish. Next, it's all about the hover. We'll do them standing, on the floor, to the side standing, as well as to the side on the floor. We can add tucks, and we can progress them to one arm and one arm with a crunch. I know this can sound a little overwhelming when we're discussing it, but trust me, we'll take it one state of mind at a time, and you'll be fine. Now, you'll need a towel and some water. Let's get at it.